This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
916-909-1065. 909-1065. That's the phone number where you can call or text us literally anytime you want. But specifically right now, we're talking about whether or not it's okay to go on a boys' trip or girls' trip after you're married. And we're getting into this because, Katie, did you see something on TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, what'd you see?
It was a question, and it said, I told my wife I don't believe in separate girls or boys trips once you're married. Vacation should be us, not solo party time. Now she's mad, saying I'm controlling and insecure. Is it wrong to expect this?
Right.
Now, Gavin, well, there was a time when you did not agree with girls and boys trips.
Probably.
You used to be a little judgy about, like, moms getting together with their girlfriends and, like, going to Vegas and whooping it up.
Probably.
But you have since started going on guys' trips.
Yeah. Me and my best friend live on opposite sides of the country. I'm here. He's in Boston. And we did not take boys' trips. And the reason why for a long time is because we both had young kids all the time. And there was just always something to do. And now that our kids are a little bit older and it's easier for us to get away, We took one guy trip to Chicago a couple of years ago, and it was like, oh my God, this is the closest I've felt to you in years. And we had so much fun, and it really, like, rekindled our friendship, and it was a reminder for why we love each other so much. So we've tried to do it every year since then. Now, the difference, though, between that and other situations is we live on on opposite sides of the country. If you all live in the same town, I don't think it's as necessary.
Well,
but
the argument be made that your family goes and visits his family and his family comes and visits your family? Like, it doesn't have to be a solo thing.
That doesn't happen very often. And I don't want to not do a solo thing because I want to dedicate all of my time and all of my concentration and all of my fun to him. And he wants to do the same for me. When your family's there, it's not. You're a different person when you're...
I just think it's different.
I didn't say fun, but I said you're a different person when you're around your family as you are when you're just around your best friend. Good morning, Jessica.
Oh, good morning. How are you guys?
Great. So we're talking about boys and girls trips. How do you feel about it after marriage?
Yeah, so here's the thing. About 3 years ago, I celebrated 10 years of sobriety. And so in order to celebrate that, I wanted to do a girls trip to Mexico. I'm happily married. All my girlfriends are married. We have like 20 kids between us, and we left the kids with the husbands and we went to Mexico, and we didn't like go crazy because we weren't drinking. It wasn't a drinking trip. Obviously it was celebrating my recovery. And so it turned out to be the greatest thing ever. And so we've done it every year since. And our husbands are super supportive because we come back better wives, better partners, better mothers.
Yeah. I love that.
Congratulations on your
congratulations.
Recovery,
how do you feel about it, Katie? And then we'll get to take more calls.
So I think like you, my opinion of it has changed, but I have flip-flopped. So I don't want to travel without my partner.
Right.
If you're lucky, you can have maybe like a couple's vacation and a family vacation. And because vacations are very expensive,
yep.
You know, I'm not going to spend the money to vacation with friends.
Yeah.
Instead of vacationing with my partner, D'Lo.
Even though you see him all the time?
I mean, even though I see him all the time, but I don't want to have experiences without him. Like, I don't want to go to wherever and be like, and spend the whole time being like, oh, he would have loved this.
Azalea, good morning.
Good morning.
How do you feel about this?
I understand where Katie's coming from because she's the type of friend where she's like always on the phone updating the boyfriend what they're doing. And I understand that because I was that in a relationship too, but growing out and being single and seeing how other people can depend on other people for happiness is a kind of like a starting to see it's a red flag in a lot of things. So yeah, finding your own happiness, what makes you happy, finding your own funk. If your partner isn't the dancey type and you are, and you feel like he's killing your mood, go out with your friends that are the dancey type and have fun and enjoy that. And yes, like right after a marriage or a celebration, you guys should have enough trust in the relationship to feel secure where you can like go on outings and know that like everything's like gonna be fine and between the relationship, and there shouldn't be like a argument or a problem coming after that.
Text messages coming in to 916-909-1065. They're a little bit all over the place, but for the most part, people say that, you know, going on boys trips, going on girl trips, for the most part, after you're married, pretty important, and it strengthens their relationships. But keep them coming in, 909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.